About 145 supporters paid at least $500 a ticket to hear the vice president speak. The event raised $250,000 for the Bush-Cheney ticket. Cheney remembered how he began his political career in Wisconsin. He worked as an aide to Governor Warren Knowles. But the vice president turned serious, saying this election comes at a crucial point in American history.
We face an enemy today, every bit as intent on destroying us as were the Axis powers in World War II. This is not an enemy we can reason with, or negotiate with, or appease. It is quite simply an enemy that we must destroy, and with George Bush as our commander-in-chief, that's exactly what we will do.
Cheney also asserted the Bush administration's tax cuts are creating economic growth.
Mortgage rates, interest rates, and inflation are low. Consumers are confident, businesses are investing, families are taking home more of what they earn. We're seeing record exports for farm products. Farm income is up. A strong farm economy is good for our nation's economy, and we have a strong farm economy today.
A small group of protesters gathered on the curb outside the KI Convention Center where Cheney spoke. Morgan Thompson is an Air Force veteran who's disappointed in the Bush-Cheney record.
We started out with, 4 years ago, we started out with an economy that was booming. We started out with the largest budget surplus in history, and now we've got a crashed economy. We've got the worst budget deficit in history. We've got 1,000 soldiers dead in Iraq.
The vice president will have a morning coffee chat at a Green Bay restaurant today. Then he goes to the Johnsonville Sausage Company in Sheboygan Falls for a town hall meeting. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.